Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congressman has now exposed Joe Biden's lies after rescuing stranded Americans, and the State Department tried to tell you that they are the ones responsible for getting people out of Afghanistan in the last 24, 36 hours. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen said it's a bold-faced lie for the Biden administration to say that they were a part of a successful evacuation of Americans. In fact, we're now being told, because of leaked emails, that the Biden administration is purposely stopping charter planes, purposely stopping Americans from being able to get out of and evacuate from countries around Afghanistan if we can get them through the border. This is a huge, huge problem. One of the men that's been responsible for getting Americans out of the country is a man who's running for office in Florida, a man that is former military who has gotten together with other former military to get people out of the country. And he told his story to Sean Hannity last night about how frustrating it is that not only the State Department has lied to you about these Americans getting out, but they're actually stopping us. The State Department is stopping us from rescuing other Americans that we're trying to get out of the country. Take a listen to this shocking interview.
Joining us now, U.S. Army combat veteran. He rescued Americans from Afghanistan. Also a congressional candidate from Florida. Corey Mills is with us. He's at an undisclosed location right outside Afghanistan. Well, Corey, first of all, I want to say this to you, and apparently somebody told me just before the showtime, people are criticizing me for saying this on my radio show. The fact that you and retired special ops guys are willing to put yourself behind enemy lines to save Americans, I am in awe of the courage and commitment and love of country that you're showing. I wish our president shared that love. Thank you for your efforts. I hope we can help you in these efforts. My question to you is, they're now taking credit for what you've done. You have a pretty strong response to them.
Well, first off, thanks so much for having me, Sean, and I appreciate what you had to say. I was not the organizer or the leader. There was no real leader when it came to our team. We are a group of individuals who have very special skill sets and backgrounds. I was honored to be a member of that team to help with facilitating and coordinating some of the operations that went on in order to save this family. But you're exactly right, Sean. If the U.S. administration had done what they're supposed to do, it wouldn't be necessary for guys like myself or the brave members of our team. We've got guys on our team who speak five languages. We've got guys who spent decades in special operations. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to rescue this mother and her three children. But again, no single American should have been left behind. There are more Americans that are still behind the line. Now, we found some great coordination when it came to the local U.S. State Department that was in the country that we were actually getting them out. But when it came to D.C., taking full credit, it's just untrue.
So tell me about, to the extent you can, and I know of things that I really don't want to talk about, the American people will learn about heroism at a level that will inspire them. I can say that. But there are people that have put themselves in harm's way, trained soldiers, the best of the best, to save Americans. How do we possibly save, if Daryl Issa is right, 500 fellow Americans? How do we do that?
Well, Sean, I'll tell you that, you know, we have quite a few that we've compiled in our list. We know there's other teams that are trying to execute some of the same things that we're doing. My understanding was, is even Glenn Beck, who, you know, great American, he's also tried to get over 100 people. The six planes that were at Mazar-e Sharif, they were fully manifested. So there is zero doubt that there are hundreds of Americans still behind the line that still need our help. And again, no one left behind.
Okay, what about the State Department obstruction of this rescue flights from Afghanistan? They refused to grant official approval for the private evacuation flights. I read about Glenn Beck. I'm very appreciative of his efforts. Anything we can do to help him, Glenn, if you're watching, please let us know. I'll do anything you need. And the department conceded that official authorization would likely be needed. Why would there be any delay for such a rescue mission, knowing what we're dealing with here?
Well, again, I'm not really sure why they would prevent such things, but I can tell you that I observed two of these incidents myself. We had an actual aircraft that was flying in, had an approved PPR. We had an FAA flyover approvals, everything that was necessary to land. We were about 9,000 feet off the deck, landing gear down into the descent, and we were told to do a go-around and that our PPR was disapproved. We were able to, through some of the amazing guys on our team, apply for another PPR while in the air, get three more PPRs that were approved that were immediately disapproved, at which point we were told that the only way we're landing is if we get approval from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley himself. We had circled for about 15 minutes in the pattern. I asked the pilot to land. The pilot basically radioed in that he was going to land. And at that stage, that's whenever they said, if you land, we will take your pilot's license, we'll take your aircraft certificate, and even had an F-16 up in the air at the time. So that was one of the incidents that, you know, that aircraft itself could have held 25 Americans. They said that the excuse was is that our aircraft wasn't big enough. Sean, here's the thing. When you've got a PPR approval, that means you already have a guaranteed landing slot. There wasn't someone coming in and replacing our landing slot. So that meant that that's 25 Americans that we had at the gate, that we had ready to go, that basically had to find an alternate method or an alternate route. Now, the second time after we made all of our coordinations, that our team gathered everyone up in a safe house and securely moved them over into Mazar-e Sharif, that's where we had an aircraft that was already allocated. Manifest was finished. They were all ready to go. And the State Department, CENTCOM command, and the Taliban had approved for this flight to leave. And at the last minute, as Americans were getting ready to get on that Freedom Bird, that's when the State Department said, nope, we have to vet the manifest once more. And that flight was canceled. And since then, they haven't had a flight that's gone out.
It's unbelievable. I think most Americans listening cannot believe what they're hearing. I can't believe it. But I do, sadly. Corey, Godspeed in your efforts. If we can help you in any way or reach out to our audience to offer you help, if you have any information to pass on, will you please do that?
Yes, absolutely, Sean. And I can say that there are a lot of Americans that are still left behind. The members of our team are still actually being active and trying to support that. We're all volunteers. We're all here at our own dimes and trying to do what we can. So I'd love to try and come back to you and post something about our foundation so that we can try and get more help to get these people out.
Now, I want you to think about the mentality of the Biden administration, where they are willing to sacrifice American lives because they don't want to give credit to other people for doing the job that they should be doing. And that's exactly what Representative Mullen, a Republican from Oklahoma, said about this. Look, the State Department trying to take credit for a rescue of four American citizens from Afghanistan is total bullcrap. Right? This is ridiculous. And this new email, which reveals the State Department, quote, refused to grant official approval for private evacuation flights from Afghanistan to land in third world countries. Furthermore, the email shows the State Department explicitly stated that charter flights, even those containing American citizens, would not be allowed to land at the Defense Department air bases out of fear of, quote, importing terrorists. In response to State Department's reluctancy, Representative Mullen led a covert team of veterans, contractors, and volunteer members to evacuate four Americans. On Monday, he announced that the Americans he sought to help were successfully evacuated from Afghanistan, and that the State Department's response, trying to steal credit for this heroic effort of others, is, I would argue, anti-American. Mullins joined Congressman Duffy to discuss the feelings regarding the State Department's claiming credit for the actions of people like him, saying, I would like to say I was surprised, but I wasn't, because this is exactly what you should expect from this administration, the Biden administration.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. I want to also let you hear from Congressman Mullen, who is the one that has now come out saying it's a bold-faced lie for the Biden administration to say that they were involved in any type of successful evacuation because they didn't do anything. In fact, they tried to hinder us until the very last moment when I guess they realized this was going to happen. It was going to be a success. Take a listen.
This is an amazing story. I mean, it's just outrageous. How angry, how mad are you that after everything that you and that organization, that nonprofit went through, you have the State Department trying to take credit for it?
You know, I would like to say I was surprised, but I wasn't. Along the way, we had multiple ambassadors that we spoke to that had told us when we were trying to arrange what we call rat lines, because with these same people, we tried to get out to Hakaya, and we couldn't get the State Department to open the gate. We tried on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th multiple times, and when they said that anybody that wanted to leave could leave, that's not true, because you had to go through three Taliban checkpoints, and each one of them would charge between $500 to $1,000 a person to cross those checkpoints. So that's why the other countries was going out and getting their citizens and bringing them back, but not the United States. But at the orders from either Secretary Blinken or President Biden. And so when we started trying to find other places to take them out of through other countries and set up rat lines, which we have been successful doing, we have right now 23 other U.S. citizens, AMSETs, and safe houses in different locations outside of Kabul that are waiting to get out too. When we started trying to find and work with embassies around there, they told us, they said, Mr. Mullen or Rep. Mullen, we have been instructed not to assist you in any way. Now, this is embassies telling me that Washington, D.C. told them not to assist us in any way. And it's a bold-faced lie when they're still out there saying that this was a successful evacuation, this was a successful mission, when, Rachel, the truth is, I wouldn't be there if it was successful, and other organizations wouldn't be there, and the Sentinel Foundation wouldn't be there if it was successful. And then when we worked for literally 48, almost around-the-clock hours, trying to negotiate with the Taliban to release Miriam to be able to come across the bridge, And then Blinken puts out a statement that says that the Taliban was helpful and released them. I'll tell you, at 3 o'clock yesterday morning, Central Standard Time, at 3 o'clock yesterday morning, they had threatened to kill her because I was on the phone with her, and they had threatened to kill her if she approached the checkpoint again.
Right.
This is how big of scumbags we have at the State Department and at the Pentagon, at the Biden administration. This congressman exposing Biden's lies after rescuing these stranded Americans, saying the idea that the Taliban worked with them, the idea that the Taliban wasn't, they were threatening to kill her. And they were doing nothing. Multiple times we tried to get these people to the airport. They three checkpoints. Here's how much it costs to get these people through the checkpoints. You know, people try to slander and criticize this congressman for trying to bring cash into Afghanistan, massive amounts of cash. And his response has been simple. The Taliban doesn't take credit cards. You want to know why I'm trying to bring in cash? I'm trying to bring in cash because it costs money to get through the checkpoints. The Taliban aren't stupid. They know American lives are worth something and they want money. They want to get paid. They want to get paid, and they don't take credit cards. They take raw cash. They take real cash. They take real money to get them through. And this idea that the Biden administration is doing anything to help us is just not true. They're doing the exact opposite of that.
And that doesn't sound like they're working with us.
No.
But Blinken, he goes out there and wants to take credit for it. And it infuriates me because they continue to lie to the American people.
I'm sure you've had some time to think about this entire ordeal. And you have to wonder, and I'm sure you have, and tell me what you think the answer is. Why would the State Department stand in the way of you helping when they didn't do it?
You know, my personal opinion is they're trying to squash this story. They want this bad news to go away as soon as possible. And I truly believe that their way to do that is just not allow it to be a story anymore.
Right.
And why else would they not allow American citizens? You know, a while ago you talked about the airplane setting in Mezzeh Sharif Mez, mm-hmm. and the State Department not giving them clearance to land. Well, we've been working on several of those planes. In fact, Mariam was on one of those planes before we pulled her off. And we suggested to the State Department, I made this suggestion. I called them and said, why don't we let one plane leave that only has AMSETs, American citizens, and SIVs, which are special immigration visas that are granted to come to the U.S. Why don't we just fill up one plane and allow them to come in? And they said, well, no, we can't because we won't know who's on the manifest sheet. I said, I will give you the passports and all the documentations of the SIVs to show who's on there. And they still wouldn't grant us the opportunity to leave.
Right. On top of all of this, Congressman, the worst part, and maybe it's not the worst part, but it's one of the parts, is that the State Department and the administration is actually trying to smear you. They're accusing you of showboating. And you probably wouldn't have had to do this if they had done their job, send in special forces, send in, the Navy SEALs, or better yet, gotten our Americans out before they closed and withdrew this from this operation or from this country.
Yeah, how about use the plan that President Trump had, where we were going to close the Kabul airport a second to last and keep Bagram Airport
right.
until last. That way we can still have air support and have military personnel present to make sure this didn't happen. How about just use that plan instead of blaming it on everybody? For
right.
me, I never wanted this to go public. We never went in there to try to go public. We wanted to be as quiet as possible. The Sentinel Foundation is non-political.
Yeah.
This isn't, they don't want publicity like this. And so when we started teaming up with them, we made a decision not to go public with any of it. But the State Department leaked a conversation that was completely misinterpreted that I had with another ambassador when I asked him,
right.
who told you couldn't work with me? And they said, we can't. It came out of D.C. And I said, sir, either you tell me who told you or you're going to hear from me in a different capacity because we're going to have a hearing on this. And I'm going to find out eventually who told you not to work with us to get American citizens out. And he apologized profusely. It wasn't his fault. He was following
right.
orders from the State
pressure.
Department in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Congressman, we really appreciate it.
I love, by the way, how the State Department has now spent more time slandering a congressman who's just trying to get people out of Afghanistan than they are actually trying to help those people get out of Afghanistan that this congressman is trying to get out. This is nothing but anti-American activities. In my opinion, that's what this is. That's what this is. Now, there's something else that is brewing right now that you need to know about. Gitmo detainees that were released in the Bo Bergdahl swap. Remember the soldier we swapped five of the most wanted members of the Taliban that we had at Guantanamo Bay? We swapped them for a deserter. Now, let me explain why Bo Bergdahl was a deserter. He willfully and knowingly deserted his duties and left the base on purpose. We risked life and limb to find him, and then we released five hardened terrorists. Now, we were told when this happened, and Congress was furious at the time when this happened, that they needed to get Congress approval, but they did it in the middle of the night and didn't go to Congress because they knew Congress would say no. Many would argue that Barack Obama and Joe Biden broke the law when they did that. But we were assured that they would stay in Qatar. We were assured they would not go back to the fight. We were assured they would not ever have the ability or the power to kill Americans again. Let me tell you about those Taliban men, those ex-Gitmo detainees. They're now in charge of the government. Those same men released in that Bergdahl swap are now in senior Taliban positions in the new government in Afghanistan. One of the men will become the acting minister of borders and tribal affairs, meaning good luck getting Americans out. This is the guy we had in Guantanamo Bay. The acting director of intelligence, he'll be in charge of finding Americans, rounding up and killing them, is detainee number two. Detainee number three is going to become the acting minister of information and culture. Detainee number four is going to be the deputy of defense And detainee number five has already become a mayor of one of the provinces in Afghanistan. One of these men actually met with the Biden administration when they had the meeting about us getting out of the country. He's the one that declared jihad, just so you know. But yeah, they were never going to be against us again. Never going to fight against us again.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. If you think that, you know, people in Congress like Nancy Pelosi are working hard to try to get Americans out, or maybe even trying to convince Joe Biden to do more, or maybe trying to convince the State Department to get the hell out of the way of the private sector who are getting these Americans out. No, you're wrong. Don't worry. You're wrong. Nancy Pelosi actually wants you to give her and Joe Biden a pat on the back. She had this to say at her press conference.
I think the president made the right decision to leave Afghanistan. I think we should have left a long time ago. We should have stayed longer in the beginning to get the job done. We only routed the Taliban. We did not defeat them. And then we left to go to Afghanistan, to Iraq. But having said that, over time, I think we should have left sooner. I do think that the historic evacuation of 120,000 people was remarkable, and I commend the administration for that. This is never easy. That's not always complete right from the start. But it was remarkable, even though it got off to a hazy start. And now we go forward.
So there you go. It was historical and remarkable. Historic and remarkable what we did there. You know, we should have never been there. Should never been as long as we were. Should never gone to Iraq. Let's rewrite all that history real quick. Like any of that matters with Americans there. We got a historic number of individuals out. So get excited about that as well. But again, Nancy Pelosi is now calling this botched Afghan withdrawal historic and remarkable. You think she's trying to work to get people out? Probably not. Probably not. No, she's trying to rewrite the narrative out there. Right? I mean, wow. It's historic. It's remarkable what we were able to do. You should praise us for how incredible we are. She also went on to talk about what she says is the real national security issue. Instead of talking about the Americans being left behind and getting them out, she spent more time talking about, she says, the real national security issue. Nancy Pelosi says it's global warming.
A health issue and an economic and financial issue for families, lowering the cost for health care, home health care, child care, and the rest. And it will create jobs. Millions of jobs, good-paying jobs, while tackling the climate crisis and advancing economic justice. For the children, you know, that's my why to be in Congress or in the public service, is for the children. And we owe it to our children to pass on a planet in a very responsible way. The reconciliation bill goes well beyond. Well, it's hardly addressed in the infrastructure bill for reasons that you're well aware. But in this reconciliation bill, we recognize that this saving the planet, addressing the climate crisis is a health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink, safety and the environment in which they can thrive. It's a jobs issue. Jobs, 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 jobs. To be preeminent in the world in the new green technologies. Our initiatives are in furtherance of that.
You listen to Pelosi and you listen to her pushing this crap. Same crap Biden and Obama pushed during 8 years. It was a total and dismal failure. And this is a, hey, look over here. Don't worry about those Americans that are being hunted by the Taliban right now. Don't worry about that. The real national security issue that you need to be aware of is climate change. It is a national security issue. We're focused on that. We're going to get green jobs. We're going to get all these American jobs in the green sector, just like we did with Solyndra, and then they'll file for bankruptcy, and then all those people will be unemployed. But who cares? Because we're going to keep pushing it.
Having America be in the lead, departure from previous administration.
Yeah, so we're going to be in the lead now, right? We're behind in everything else in the world, but damn it, we're going to be in the lead on climate change.
In terms of our public role in all of that, healthcare, jobs, security. National security experts will tell you that.
Here it is. Remember, we just allowed the Taliban to be in charge, and the five terrorists we let go from Gitmo and the Bo Bergdahl exchange are now running the government. It's a terrorist organization, and Nancy Pelosi needs that headline to go away. So she's going to tell you now with a straight face, while Americans have been left behind, that climate change is the national security issue.
Competition for habitat and resources causing migrations and conflicts are a national security issue. Healthcare, jobs, security, and morality. If you do believe that this planet, as I do, that this planet is God's creation, then we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of it.
Forget being good stewards of actual human beings, right, that are left behind enemy lines, right? You want me to feel like I have a moral compass, or that you guys have a moral compass that should get behind you, saying, you know, I believe in God, but we'll leave Americans behind, but damn it, those trees, we're going to save them.
Believe that this planet, as I do, that this planet is God's creation, then we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of it. But even if you don't share that religious belief, everybody knows that I hope everybody accepts the fact that we have a moral responsibility to our children to pass on this planet in the most responsible way possible. And the president has laid out serious goals in terms of emissions and the rest, and we plan to honor that in the reconciliation bill as we go forward.
So there it is, folks. Climate change is a national security issue. And if you're a Christian and you care about the world and you care about what's happening, then you need to get behind us right now. We're trying to save the world. We're trying to, you know, show that morally we're in charge. Forget the fact that, you know, Biden has literally built the Taliban back better with better weapons, better military equipment, has fueled a resurgence in extremism. You know, remember, he was the guy when he ran that said, my agenda is to build back better. Instead of rebuilding America, he's destroyed it. The only thing he's built back better is the Taliban. The Taliban is being built back better. Billions of dollars of American weaponry, billions of dollars of American taxpayer-funded military equipment is now in the hands of the Taliban. And we built them back better by giving them five guys to lead their government that we had in Gitmo. The Taliban, by the way, built back better by Biden, is using this equipment to slaughter any anti-Taliban resistance in the country. The equipment is also falling into the hands of Iran. We've seen the pictures now of America's best military equipment in Iran. An Iranian Telegram channel recently released images of U.S. military vehicles on 18-wheelers in Iran and confirmed by the BBC. According to the British-based Times, the vehicles include American tanks, Humvees, and MRAPs. Mine-resistant ambush-protected light-armored vehicles that are resistant to roadside bombs. The U.S. military spent $84 billion on training equipment and otherwise building the Afghan security forces between 2002 and 2018, according to the Government Accountability Office, and all that crap is now in their hands. The U.S. also turned over at least 10 military facilities worth billions of dollars to the previous Afghan government, which is now in the hands of the Taliban. Bagram Airfield, which was turned over to the now defunct Afghan Ministry of Defense in July 1, 2021, was valued at $500 million. A recent Sunday Times article graph showed how much U.S. military equipment had been supplied to the Afghan security forces, now all in the hands of the Taliban. Taliban captured 12 tanks, 51 armored fighting vehicles, 61 artillery and mortars, 8 anti-aircraft guns, and 1,980 military trucks, vehicles, and jeeps. So if you want to know what Biden's building back better, it's the Taliban. We've given the leaders from Gitmo they wanted. We've given them the material they need to take over the state, the country, do whatever the hell they want to do. And you've got a Speaker of the House, instead of focusing on helping get actual Americans out of Afghanistan, right? Out of Afghanistan. What are they doing? We are going to tell you that the real national security crisis that we face in this country is global warming, and that is what we're focused on, and global warming jobs, because we're Christians. And we believe from a faith standpoint that we must leave this country in better shape than when we got it, and we were born into it. We're going to look at what happened in Wuhan and the lab there? No. We're going to look into Dr. Fauci lying, clearly lying about gain-of-function research and U.S. dollars going to do gain-of-function research in Wuhan? No. We're not going to do that. We're going to get these Americans out? No. We're going to try to stop Americans from getting out? Yes. We're going to slander American elected officials who are trying to get Americans out? Yes. And we're going to tell you that our national security issue is not Afghanistan, not the Taliban, not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, but global warming. Elections have consequences, folks, and we're only 7 months into this four-year disaster. I ask you each and every day, please make sure you share this podcast. Subscribe to this podcast. It's free. Please write us a review to help us on the podcast charts. And tell your family and friends about it. See you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.